MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, April 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Showers today, temperatures in the upper 50s to lower 60s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 12:23 p.m. It appears there will be a race for mayor in Beverly this year. Former City Councilor Paul Guansey has taken out papers to challenge incumbent Mayor Michael Cahill. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that Guansey, a 20-year member of the City Council and a 16-year council president, felt that this would be his last shot to run for mayor. A Beverly man who worked for Keolis, the company that manages many operational tasks for the MBTA, was arrested yesterday at his home in Beverly by the FBI. The Salem News reports that he is charged with a scheme to steal $8 million from the MBTA. Some of that money was obtained by taking copper wire from the MBTA, having it delivered to his home, and then selling it for cash to scrap yards. Also in Beverly, City Councilor at Large, Hannah Bowen, shared information at this week's City Council meeting with her fellow members about an online course around institutional racism.
During the month of April, YW Boston, which is a local nonprofit, runs a campaign, United Against Racism, that has a really sort of baseline, basic curriculum that you can work through at your own pace. It's an online tool. And then they give you a little certificate at the end that says you spent some time reflecting on institutional racism, actions that folks can take. And so I wanted to invite colleagues to participate in that with me this month. I think it would be great to have that kind of shared experience, even if it's something that we're doing individually. And I know we have discussions on the racial equity audit coming up as a council, so I thought it would be a great opportunity for everybody.
That's Beverly City Councilor at Large, Hannah Bowen. This week's council meeting can be viewed at bevcam.org. Voters today in Hamilton and Wenham will be deciding on a ballot question to fund an athletic field improvement proposal for the middle high school. Last weekend, town meetings in both towns approved by a two-thirds vote that the project should move forward onto the ballot today. Voters must approve a Proposition 2.5 override in order to fund the project. A house fire in Saugus yesterday did significant damage to a home at 29 Saunders Street. The alarm was sounded just before 3 p.m., then a second alarm was sounded, according to the Daily Item. Assistance came from Lynn, Malden, Wakefield, and Melrose fire departments. Bill Newell on sports is next with spring sports scores and previews.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
This is MSO Sports, giving voice to the North Shore. The Pirates beat the Red Sox again yesterday, 4-1, to sweep a three-game series at Fenway. The Red Sox play the Tigers this afternoon in Detroit. The Celtics beat the Raptors last night, 97-93. A few starters were out. Malcolm Brogdon was the player of the game with 29 points. This is his teammate, Michael Muscala, on Brogdon's performance.
Yeah, Malcolm was huge tonight, you know, especially in the fourth, but throughout the whole game, making some really big shots, you know, 29 points. So he's been great all year, you know, so it's great to play with him. But I thought collectively we just stayed the course and played a full 40-minute game.
The Celtics will host Toronto tomorrow. The Bruins have been off for a few days. They return to action tonight at the Garden as they face Toronto. Bruins coach Jim Montgomery on the apparent increasing of depth of players that are able to contribute to the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, we're very lucky with the depth we have, and we're also very lucky that, you know, it looks like Hall's going to be a real option for us, and we're also hoping that Foligno and Forbert are going to be. So then all of our, knock on wood, all of our options will be at our disposal come playoff time.
In high school softball from yesterday, Peabody over Beverly 12-1, Salem beat Marblehead 4-3. High school baseball results from yesterday, Danvers beat Marblehead 17-8, Salem over Swampscott 6-1, and Beverly over Gloucester 7-3. The St. John's Prep baseball team opens today at home against Walpole at 4. Why non-league Walpole? Prep coach Dan Letarte.
Traditionally, we've reached them and we've played them in different Super 8 matchups, and Coach Chris Costello and I have developed a good relationship over the years, and They're a very, very strong program. So for us, that's a really good test, I think, as a home opener.
Letarte is looking forward to this season, and his pitching staff is a key ingredient for their success.
I'm very excited. We have a lot of pitchers back. They gained some, I think, valuable experience. And, you know, I'm really liking how the team's shaping up, how they're working together, how we're working hard in the weight room. And I just hopefully we'll put together a very strong year.
The Salem News Student Athlete of the Year announced last night is Peabody multi-sport standout Penny Spag. Finally, the Salem News Gymnastic All-Stars have been announced. They're in today's paper. And the Gymnast of the Year is Masconomics Bella Misiora. That is sports. I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today, along with Rick Moore. Have a great Thursday, everybody. And remember, MSO News Sports, giving voice to the North Shore.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.